All right. There's tomorrow morning, Lee Netter will be laning about the Nesi'im. So the Torah brings down as follows. So the Torah says that we read from the Parsha Nesi'im in Parsha Naso when the Nesi'im were dedicating the Mishkan. So the Psikta, which is an old Medrash from Eretz Yisrael, explains that the Melech HaMishkan, the construction of the Mishkan, was completed on the 25th of Kislev. It means they worked on the Mishkan from, you know, let's say Yom Kippur, Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, and then he was mitzvah with them. And they worked for a few months, and the entire work was complete by the 25th of Kislev, and they put everything in the warehouse. They leave it in the warehouse until Rosh Chodesh, until the end of Adar, and then they start putting it up and taking it down. And the Bach explains why, in other words, the connection with Hanukkah is Hanukkah was a time of the Chanukah Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash. So that's what we understand the Nesi'im, but he's explaining why do we begin with Vayihi B'yom Kolot Moshe Lakim and Mishkan? Why do we have all those psukim earlier? The Moshe completed the work, so it's connected with that, with Chafei B'Kislev. Then the Torah says, Vayihi B'yom Kolot Moshe, we begin the lighting with when Moshe Rabbeinu completed the Mishkan. Some places begin the laning with Birkat Kohanim. A few psukim earlier mentions about the Kohanim in Parshat Naso. He says, Uminag Yafehu. The Torah says that's a very nice minag to begin laning with Birkat Kohanim. Lefisha Nasa Nes, Aidea Kohanim. Because the Nes, the miracle of Hanukkah, all took place with the Kohanim, and that's the way the Rambam brings down also that we should begin with Birkat Kohanim. And I think the art school brings down some have the minhag one way, some have the minhag the other way. Sfardim do with Birkat Kohanim. Ashkenazim are split. So there was an article that appeared in the Jewish press on Friday by Rabbi Chaim Jachter. And he's a get administrator, but he's a teacher at TABC. Anyway, so he wants to connect this minhag to say or not say Birchas Kohanim to Machloka between the Rambam and the Ramban. Well, I'll just go over it. So there's a question. The Chashmonim rebelled against the Yavanim and they were successful, but then they took the Malucha. They took the monarchy for themselves. So the Rambam says V'hamidu Melech Min HaKohanim. The Rambam, when he's relating what took place, he says that they establish a Melech from the Kohanim. So it sounds like from the Rambam that's a good thing. In other words, like they did this, they got rid of the Yavanim and the Mityavnim. And with this way, it seems like he's mechuluk on the Ramban. The Ramban, in his Perush in Chumash, I'll just read one line. He says, "V'zehaya onesh hachashmonaim shemalach b'vayit sheni." The Ramban says in Parshat Vayechi, so Yaakov Avinu gives it tzivui lo yasur shevet miyuda. The scepter shouldn't leave the tribe of Yehuda. Obviously, Kohanim are from Shevet Yehuda. He says, "Ki ayu chasidei elyon." They were very pious people, the Chashmonaim. V'malayhem nishtachu ator v'mitzvot miYisrael. Quite a statement. But for them, Torah and mitzvot would have been obliterated from Klal Yisrael. That's quite a statement. He's va'afal pichein nenshu onesh gadol. Ramban says, notwithstanding that, they were punished severely. He says that the four leaders, the four sons of Matityahu, all died by the sword. He says, "V'giya onish b'sof l'mashamru razal kumanda amar b'chashmoni katina avdehu." So in the end, if anybody says that I'm from the family of the Chashmonaim, it's not true. He's an eved. It means that the avadim, like who are just, he rebelled against them, and he's not really. Shenichretu kulam b'avonazeh. He says, "V'afal pisha." Anyway, so they were obliterated because it's a vera. That's what the Ramban says. There's more in the Ramban, but that's what he says. So the Rambam will learn. So what will the Rambam learn? So in the Hari Kedem, he brings down that the Rambam would say that the Kohanim, they were helping to, they didn't want the Yavanim to Michal Kedusha Samizbeach. And then the fact that the Malchus, they were able to enhance the Shmira in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a mitzvah, you know, to guard the Beis HaMikdash, to guard it, you know, with Derech Kavo, like a palace, but also to guard the religious standards in the Beis HaMikdash. And because they had taken over, so they were able to guard the Kedusha in the Beis HaMikdash, and it means in time, by a chaining, there were different elements that took place. It means like Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says, the Emes Yaakov, that the Misyavnim, who were the Jewish Hellenists, their philosophy got sort of like transmogrified or transformed into the Tzdukim and the Baitusim. So Tzdukim and Baitusim, they weren't moda on the Yisuchamayim. They weren't moda on the Arava in the Beis Hamikdash, and then an aspect of Ksiris HaOmer, and then the Keturah and Yom Kippur. They also did things differently. So now he brings down that Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, the Rav wrote down from Reb Chaim, he wanted to say you have a sort of a remez from the Haftorah this week that Halach is more like the Rambam. He says the Haftorah begins, the Haftorah talks about the menorah, there's a vision, the Zechariah. He's got this vision of a menorah, which is a famous line, Lo b'chayav lo b'cho'akim b'ruchi, that everything is from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. But before that, there's a number of psukim where he sees Yehoshua Kohen Gadol. Yehoshua Kohen Gadol is wearing begadim tzoim, bearing like, schmutzy garments. And it means because his sons had married people improper for them. And then Hashem says, if you clear out the schmutz, I'll be with you and everything will go well. And he says, bim tishmor chatzerai, if you guard my chatzerai, my courtyards. So Reb Chaim wanted to say the fact that the Haftorah includes those psukim, that's merames, that's was with the charge of the kohenim, and that they were doing the right thing in becoming melech and guarding the chatzeroth. That's what I'm saying. Now I was thinking today you could argue the other way around. I saw the Malbim in his Perush on those psukim. He quotes from the Abar Ben El, and he wants to say that the begadim tsoim were because his progeny, the kohenim, took the malchus. In other words, he says that he's wearing begadim tsoim, bearing soiled garments. That's a siman that Yoshua's descendants, the Chashronaim, were going to take the Malchus. Anyway, so the point being, there's a machloket whether it was good or bad that they became the Malchus. So Rabbi Jachter wants to say in his article, that could be why there's a machloket whether they begin with Birchas Kohen or not. In other words, if you want to say that the great, he says the Nes was not Salih Dei Kohenim, he wants to extend it and say, if everything they did is good, he wants to say, yeah, and don't forget they're Kohenim. But if, it wasn't so great, so we don't want to emphasize, play that down. That would be the idea. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay.